Good morning. It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today, we are speaking with John Kagoy, Dr. John Kagoy, General Surgeon with Pardee Surgical Associates. Dr. Kagoy, first of all, thank you for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it. So you're going to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to talk today about the new robotic surgery technology that Pardee is using. Can you just kind of give us an overview of this?
Yeah, absolutely. We got the device in July of 2023. It was very eagerly anticipated. It is a platform for laparoscopic surgery, which lets us do these procedures in a very precise manner using this essentially a machine. And it's a basically, it's not automated in any sort of way. I think that's kind of a misconception people sometimes have. It's completely under the control of the surgeon and is allowing us to do some pretty incredible things.
So let's kind of talk about how it works specifically. And is this sort of the future of healthcare coming right here to Henderson County?
I think it is. I mean, and I think it's kind of been a long time coming.
Yep.
You know, laparoscopy, which is surgery with a camera and smaller incisions, has been the standard of care since about the 90s. And the robotic surgery has been around, I think, since the late 1990s through a variety of iterations. And we're currently on the latest generation. And that's the device that is currently in the hospital now.
So can you be a little more specific about really truly how this works?
Yes. So it is a, if you can imagine like a device that is on, it's a cart with wheels and a boom that has a number, it has four arms that have multiple points of articulation. And, you know, I've heard patients kind of describe it as looking like a spider or a crab or something, but it's about 7 or 8 feet tall. And on the other end of the room or not too far from it, there's a console that the surgeon sits at. And so the surgical instruments are mounted on the robotic arms and the surgeon will sit at the console with their head in a, almost like a VR helmet goggle kind of thing. And there are controllers that you hold in the hands that lets you control all four of the arms.
This sounds like a really cool investment that Pardee has made in order to prove healthcare and surgery, you know, right here in Henderson County. I have to ask you this, though, Dr. Kagoy. I'm sure there's some kind of training and that's involved. There's a learning curve. Have the surgeons, you guys have been working on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So yeah. I had actually in my general surgery residency, we had multiple robots of the older platform at all of the hospitals, and so had done quite a few cases in training as a resident using the older robot. Obviously, a little bit of time out here at Pardee in my practice where we didn't have a robot, but once the robot was in the hospital, at least 4 months of training and pretty intensive training, including multiple trips out of state to further kind of improve the skill set.
Sure. Very cool. Now let's talk about the fact that, you know, Pardee wouldn't be doing that, making this investment if it wasn't beneficial, of course, for both patients and surgeon. Can you talk about those benefits?
Oh, yeah. And the there's benefits, I think, for both the patient as well as the surgeon.
Yeah.
For the patient standpoint, and there's papers in the literature to suggest this, and we're currently gathering data at the hospital. But I will tell you anecdotally my experience since we've implemented the robot, the post-operative experience with the patient's very different. People seem to be having quicker return to activity, less pain. I perceive that my patients are taking less narcotic pain pills. And just kind of getting back to life a little bit quicker. Now, obviously, there's restrictions that go along with surgeries, and that's pretty well standard. But in terms of being able to function in your daily life, I think that healing time is reduced with the robot.
Wow, that's tremendous. And
as far as the surgery standpoint, like from the standpoint of the surgeon actually is the operator,
right?
It allows us to sit in a comfortable position, and I think ergonomically is going to be beneficial for me and my shoulders for my career.
Sure. Wow. Very interesting. I'm sure that we could go on all morning long about this really cool technology. And you've been very generous with your time, Dr. Kagoa. We appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to make sure you share about this new technology before we finish?
Yeah, absolutely. We are, I think it's a great benefit to the community that we can now offer this. I had previously had some patients who were driving to Asheville and Greenville specifically requesting, you know, robotic surgery that couldn't be provided here. And I'm just absolutely delighted that folks who are interested in having surgery done with this approach don't have to travel now, and that they can have it done right here in Hendersonville.
Wow. Fantastic. Again, Dr. John Kagoa, you've been very great with your time. Thank you so much for it. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Once again, Dr. John Kagoa, general surgeon with Pardee Surgical Associates. If you would like to learn more about this robotic surgery, you can always visit pardeehospital.org.